President Trump's plan to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum has some people concerned about retaliation from other countries and the effect on the U.S. economy. Others are concerned about how the tariffs could impact the NAFTA renegotiations. Glenn Hammer is worried about both. He's president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce, and he joins me. And Glenn, from your perspective, what would the impact of the tariffs be specifically on Arizona?
Well, Arizona, we know it will be 100% negative, and this is why. There are about 140,000 total steel jobs. Arizona is not a steel or aluminum producer. There are 6.5 million jobs across the country that use steel. So basically, for every manufacturer in the state of Arizona, there's going to be a cost increase. And that's bad for business.
And presumably, those manufacturers would have to then pass the costs on to consumers, which makes the goods that we buy more expensive.
Absolutely. So, you know, this to me should be offensive to Joe Sixpack. You know, so much of beer is distributed in cans. The price of these cans are going to go up, and the price of beer is going to go up. Cars. When you think about the middle class, cars, what are cars made of? Now, yes, there's some new composite materials in cars, but steel and aluminum still play a very major role in most of our manufactured goods. All of those products are going to see price increases, and some will be very substantial.
There's been some talk about potential retaliation from other countries in terms of maybe making it harder to import in those countries, for example, Harley-Davidson's from Wisconsin or bourbon from Kentucky, things like that. Is there anything that is made in Arizona that you are concerned or your members are concerned might be more difficult or more expensive to export?
Well, when you get into these, into a trade war situation, the biggest problem is really uncertainty. You just have absolutely no idea where a country might go in terms of retaliation. So, you know, one country may go in terms of Harley-Davidson. Another could go in a completely different direction. So it puts every industry on edge. And let me just say, this is completely unnecessary. We're at an economy now that is moving along very nicely. The tax reform bill is working. Deregulating the economy is working. We're basically at full employment. This throws sand in the gears of all of this progress, and it's just economically foolish.
I'm wondering if agriculture, and I know this is not necessarily an area that, you know, you do a lot of work with, but I wonder if agriculture is one of those industries that could potentially be hard hit if there is retaliation or some kind of trade war.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm glad you brought up agriculture. Yeah, agriculture will absolutely be hard hit. Agriculture tends to be on the front lines when it comes to any sort of disruption in trade. In fact, agriculture is already feeling the pain because of the slow walking of the NAFTA negotiations. Mexico, for example, is looking at different countries to source corn. That's not good for the corn growers in Iowa. You think about cotton. Cotton's one of the, you know, is a major crop in the state of Arizona. A lot of blue jeans are made in Mexico. So trade wars, and when you start getting into the tit for tat, it could go into all sorts of different directions. And contrary to what the president says, trade wars are not easy to win. In fact, they are impossible to win, and there are only losers, and we will lose.
You mentioned NAFTA, and there's been some talk out of Washington, D.C. that, for example, if NAFTA renegotiations go well, that Canada and Mexico may be exempted from these new tariffs. I'm wondering what you think about NAFTA negotiations and basically these tariffs being used as a bargaining chip in those talks.
Well, the whole thing is absurd. The focus is supposedly on overproduction of steel in China and aluminum in China. And those are absolutely real issues. But, okay, if China is the perpetrator and the grounds are national security grounds, why are we going after Canada, Mexico, and South Korea? How many Arizonans are scared of Canadians? China is export 2% of our steel exports are from China. So this really should not have anything to do with the NAFTA negotiations, except for this. It makes it even the trade imbalance with China and some of the issues associated with China, they are real issues. This should be causing this administration to be rushing towards more robust free trade agreements with our friends, particularly Canada and Mexico.
Do you get the sense that if these tariffs go into effect, that Arizona may be harder hit than other states? I mean, how do you think Arizona would be affected relative to some of our neighbors, maybe?
If NAFTA unravels and we get into a trade war, border states like Arizona, like Texas, will be harder hit. Like Texas, 40% of our exports go to Mexico. Our single largest source of foreign direct investment is from Canada. Border states will get hit harder. And then you look at certain industries like tourism. Every day our friends from Mexico spend about $7.5 million staying in our hotels, eating in our restaurants, shopping in our stores. If there's a disruption to the economy of Mexico, we're going to feel it. And the same with Canada.
Glenn Hammer is president and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce. Glenn, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me on the show.